Gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, facilitators. It's very difficult for us to participate when we're intimidated for cooperating and speaking out. These criminal activities are not only committed by states directly, but transnational corporations that are carrying out activities in our territories. Why it's important to highlight these cases, because we are taking care of our forests, land, and our culture. To defend our rights cannot be subject to intimidation or force us to leave. And we express our solidarity with our indigenous brothers and sisters. I'd like to make the following recommendations. It is necessary to have a differentiated protocol that will ensure follow-up cases of intimidation, guaranteeing what is enshrined in the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Persons. This protocol should give an effective and rapid response, guaranteeing life and well-being of Indigenous persons and their families. Also, we need a reparation mechanism that raises awareness in order to ensure that member states condemn such situations, also here in this council. And the numbers of such cases should be made visible, not only through reports of the Human Rights Council, but through a need to have a special mechanism that will ensure a follow-up and not leave us as if we were orphans. Thank you.